You're on 213-761-3330. Paul Mack presents.
Thanks, Dan. Hello, you're on 761-3330. That's right, Paul Mack presents The Movie Line. Thank you very much for calling, and hey, if you want to leave input, you can do so by calling any Friday or Saturday and just talk about topical conversations. You'll get a basic idea generally how to do that by listening to some of the comments we play on this tape. Okay, first things first, I saw a new movie, Mother Lode, directed and starred Charlton Heston, written by his son, Frazier. Now listen, this is a really, really fine motion picture. We're going to play you a clip right now.
It began as a search for the last great treasure on Earth.
It's down here, Andrea.
Jane, please.
Let me find it.
An unclaimed fortune.
It's the Mother Lode. Did you hear? The richest gold mine in the world.
It lured them into danger.
Something here.
Andrea! The shotgun!
An incredible adventure.
You're not going to try to land here.
Piece of cake.
The lure of gold can make a man do anything.
It's not safe where you're sitting there, Mr. Dupay.
Anything. Mother Lode, starring Charlton Heston, Nick Mancuso, Kim Basinger, and John Marley. Mother Lode, the next great adventure. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
I urge you to see this film. It's really exciting, but I'll be speaking to you more about it a little later. But for now, music? That's right. Superman has a cousin in Chicago. And guess who it is? Supergirl, the first teenage superhero in movie history. That's right, from the same people who brought you Superman the movie, Superman 2, and Superman 3, bring you Supergirl, introducing Helen Slater, and it is set to start shooting in spring of 1983. Well, I don't know, folks, but this is going to be quite interesting to see what this looks like, okay? Hey, I got something to run for you here. This is a motion picture called Funeral Home, and boy, will you be scared. Take a listen.
Nearly a century ago, they laid it to rest. It has just awakened. Inside the funeral home, it now waits. Its terrible laughter echoing down the dark, twisting corridors. Its wretched stench settling in the cold, damp cellar. Funeral home. Some things never rest in peace. Funeral home rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent.
That's right. Funeral home. Rated R. Folks, friends, I haven't seen this film yet, but it's sure to be a scary one. It's playing with the house on Sorority Row in Hollywood at the SRO Paramount Theater. The number for information there is 463-3263, and it's showing at 2 o'clock, 5:30, and 9 o'clock p.m. What's the house on Sorority Row? It's rated R, and that phone number for information, once again, is 463-3263. 6-3.
The Verdict, one of the finest pictures of the year. Paul Newman is extraordinary. NBC TV, a certain Oscar contender in the most powerful movie in recent memory. CBS TV, Paul Newman, guilty of committing to film one of his best performances ever. ABC TV, a truly astounding thriller. PBS TV, Paul Newman is brilliant. Time Magazine, a major triumph. New York Daily News. The Verdict, from 20th Century Fox. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
That's right, rated R, The Verdict with Paul Newman. Okay, and this is my verdict. From a scale from 1 to 10, I give it a 7. But hey, that's a lucky number. That's not bad for The Verdict. You know, for my verdict, anyhow. The film is slow but interesting. I saw it, when it first came out. It's worth seeing. It really is worth seeing. It's Oscar material, but it's not Oscar material for Paul Newman. He does a damn good acting job in that. But I feel it's his best so far. But not Oscar material, only because, not that he doesn't deserve it, but because I feel my personal favorite is Ben Kingsley in Gandhi. That is who I really feel should get the Oscar. But it's a film you can really feel good about. You'll come out of the film just just feeling really good about what happened as an end result, because if you saw Injustice for All, well, it's that same feeling. And it's playing at the UA Egyptian Theater. The number for that theater is 467-6167. And the show times are 12:30, 2:50, 5:15, 7:40, and 10 o'clock p.m. at the UA Egyptian Theater.
Hello, this is Jeff from Van Nuys. Federico Fellini's film, The Ships Roll In, is now in production. Will be coming out probably a year from now. It has a budget of $3,000, or excuse me, $3 million. And also, I myself am interested in producing some Christian films in the near future, and if any of you are interested in helping finance one of these projects, we mean to glorify the Lord by these productions and bring them up to the quality of films in the industry, and Christian films are really lacking right now, so if any of you believers out there want to put your money into a real ministry, we would like to do some real mind-busting films for the Lord. So, this is Jeff from Van Nuys. Till next week.
Hey, why did the nitwit break his arm raking leaves? He fell from the tree.
Well, Paul Mack, it's good to hear a different kind of a line. Glad you're up. And will Dan Dualphase ever be on one of your tapes? We miss you, Dan. Give up.
Yeah, Paul, this is Tony, North Hollywood, and I'm really glad that you're putting this line up, because I mean, you know, like the last time I've been to a movie was Poltergeist, and that was a long time ago. And I mean, it's great because now I know what movies to see, you know, because I can go by your judgment. And what I wanted to know is if you could recommend a good theater to go to. The last one I went to, the popcorn was horrid, man. I just could not stand it. You know, I like the way you're running the tapes, you know, promoting films, etc. I mean, it sounds like you're doing a real good thing there. Anyway, I mean, if you could, like, leave a message on your line telling me what would be a good theater to go to, that'd be great, you know. Because the theaters I've been going to, the seats are crummy. They look like a porno joint downtown, I'm telling you. I mean, some of these places are really bad. Anyway, I think it's a great thing you're doing, and I'll be listening to your line quite a bit.
Hey, what's the name of the American one-legged girl? Eileen. What's the name of the one-legged Japanese girl? Irene. What's the name of the guy with no arms and legs nailed on the wall? Art.
That's ridiculous.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the movie theater, the folks who brought you Jaws and Jaws 2 are at it again. But this time, they're working in 3D. Jaws 3D is currently being shot at SeaWorld in Florida, and there's a lot of splashing going on in the Water Amusement Center's 1.6 million gallon tank. That's right, Jaws 3D! So see it! That's right, coming soon! And there's something else for you to see, the world's largest publicity ad campaign billboard. That's right, Jaws 3D! You'll see it on Langersham, right down at the foot of Universal Studios Plaza entrance. You will see it sticking out of the billboard bigger than life. It is the most expensive billboard ever put up, from what I understand, and it is large. You will see the shark, quite menacing, in 3D. So check for that. It's really something.
Raise a child for 7 years. You nurse him and care for him, comfort him when he's sick, scold him when he's bad, reward him when he's good. You laugh at his funny little jokes. You take pride in his accomplishments. Everything is normal until one day he disappears without a trace.
Without a Trace from 20th Century Fox, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
And I left that theater without a trace, got out of there quick. That's only because it was a sneak preview. You gotta be kind of cautious about those things. So I'll tell you, basically, from a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 6, only because it was okay. Excellent performance by Kate Nelligan. She was very, very convincing as the worried mother, and I mean, I'd be panicked too. It's a very realistic story, as a matter of fact. If you want to see what a family really goes through when you lose a child or get a kidnapped child, you'll see this film and be, quite heartbroken. It's a slow-moving film, but there's an excellent payoff at the end. And basically, the film's about a little over 2 hours long. Could stand to be cut a bit, but I think basically they're trying to let you sit through this mother's agony, and when the end happens, it happens. It's really almost brings you to tears. It's an excellent film, rated PG, playing at the UA Hollywood Egyptian Theater, another one at that theater, and the number to call is 467-6167. The show times, 12:30, 2:50, 5:15, 7:50, 10:15 p.m. Friday and Saturday, there's a late show, 12:30 a.m. for all you early morning risers, okay? Okay, who do we got on the line now?
Hi, this is Dave from Burbank.
Dave from Burbank. And Dave, how did you find out about this line?
Well, I know somebody involved with it personally.
So yeah, and
that's dope.
Who might that be?
Well, have you ever heard of Paul Mack?
No, I haven't. Actually, yes. Dave is a friend of mine, and we're going to start this show off somehow. But Dave here has worked for me on my past three films, right, Dave?
Oh, diligently. And I'll have to tell you, it's not the pay.
It's not the pay. That's probably because you don't get it, right? Okay. So, Dave, is there anything that you'd like to say about the line, about what you think? How do you feel about the line?
Well, Paul, I think it's a good idea because I myself have found it very useful. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I couldn't take advantage of that because I'm not only broke but unemployed. So I haven't made it to any of these movies that you, give information about over the phone.
Right.
However, I did find information about a nearby theater to me. That was very useful. I wanted to take advantage of it, but I couldn't.
Great.
So I think your line is a good setup.
Well, listen, Dave, in the future, we are going to be, for you, the poor, that's right. I want to let you know, we're going to be having contests where you can call in and win free Man Theater tickets. That's right.
Man Theater tickets.
Yeah, that's going to be a new thing, but I'll announce that on a future tape. So,
great. Now, okay. How do we get gas money?
How do we get gas? Come on, what do you want? My shirt?
Hey, free tickets is great.
Okay.
How do we get those?
Well, I'll let everybody know about that, and just keep calling everyone, and you'll hear about that. So now, is there anything that you'd like to say as far as the entertainment industry is concerned?
Entertainment industry. Well,
nothing negative, please.
No, nothing negative.
Okay.
How about? Let's see. Well, Star Trek, up and coming Star Trek.
Star Trek 3.
That's very interesting to me.
Did you know that Star Trek 3 is going to be directed by Leonard Nimoy?
Oh, yeah?
That's why Spock is not returning, because Leonard Nimoy is returning to direct.
I don't know. He might fit himself in. Directors do that.
That's true. Well, I think he might come back. What do you think?
Well, we have a few philosophies.
You really
about
think
that.
Spock is dead. Are you a Trekkie?
I'm a semi-Trekkie. I'm not as fanatic as most people, but I
okay.
can get into it.
Okay. Well, tell us what you think about Star
All
Trek.
All right. Well, look, I've talked to a few people, so mm-hmm. we have a running philosophy.
Yeah, what's
Since
that?
That is the bomb that creates all that life called the Genesis bomb.
Right.
Okay.
That was in Star Trek 2.
Well.
Right.
Now, since that does recreate life,
yeah.
and his coffin did land there, it is supposed that he will come back to life.
Yeah.
And then it was someone else's idea that he would come to meet Khan, because it is not really clear that Khan dies.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a sort of an ultimate battle, I suppose, for two semi-superpowers, good and evil, to come face to face.
So you think that Leonard or Spock will be back in Star Trek 3?
That's a good hunch.
And he's not dead?
Well, he is definitely dead because of the radiation in the ship.
Uh-huh.
But we believe that because of the Genesis bomb and his coffin landing on that planet, that he will come back to life.
I see.
He'll be rejuvenated.
So we can expect not only Leonard Nimoy to direct
but Spock to appear, right?
It wouldn't be strange for that to happen, as far as a director being in his own movie.
Okay, well that's,
I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's a
that's
projected...
the opinions of you, the callers.
You guys just broke the law, you know that!
Would you believe Gary Coleman is Jimmy the Kid?
If life was complicated for me at 12, what's going to happen when I'm 15 and over the hill?
He's in the hands of desperate criminals.
Who planned this thing, the Three Stooges?
Starring Gary Coleman and Don Adams.
This is a terrific movie.
Would you believe hysterical? Jimmy the Kid, rated PG.
Parental guidance suggested.
That's right. Jimmy the Kid. I like Don Adams. I like Gary Coleman. Hey, he comes into the Burbank Library all the time. Well, never saw the film, but you can see it before. Hey, and believe me, folks, it's fading fast. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, though. It's going to be playing, or is playing, excuse me, at the Glendale Roxy Theater. And it's playing with the Dark Crystal. Oddly enough, if you haven't seen The Dark Crystal or want to see it and see Jimmy the Kid, see it at the Roxy. And the number for the Roxy is 243-6393. Show times for Jimmy the Kid are 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock p.m. And Dark Crystal is at 8:45 p.m. And hey, get a load of this, gang. If you get there before 7 p.m., you can get in for $2.50. That sounds really great, okay? And now, here it is. The film that I'm really going to go into depth here, at least 20,000 leagues, is Mother Lode.
You never know where your next great adventure is coming from. Around the bend of the river. Waiting around the next corner. At the end of the next tunnel.
That's not a whole hell of a fuse you got there. Nearly 3 minutes, lad. Fuse doesn't come cheap, you know. You can't get out of a tunnel in 3 minutes. You have no business being in there at all.
Hiding where you least expect it.
Your mother-in-law!
Motherlode. Starring Charlton Heston, Nick Mancuso, Kim Basinger, and John Martin. Motherlode. The next great adventure. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
That's right, Motherlode. I saw it at the Man Chinese Theater.
Hey, wait a minute. I was with you, too, and I got to see it with you.
Yes, and there was another girl that was with us. Let's first, before we do anything, let's hear what she has to say about it.
Hi, this is Christy calling from Sun Valley, and I just saw The Mother Lode tonight, and I thought it was a really good film. The shots were really nice. The mountains were really beautiful. And other than that, Charlton Heston had a really good performance. The script needed some work, but other than that, it was a really good film. Thanks.
That's right, with Charlton Heston, Nick Mancuso, Kim Basinger, and John Marley, they starred in Mother Lode, a modern adventure of danger and suspense, told in terms of man's ageless hungering quest for gold. It opened here on February 4th, the day we saw it citywide at the Chinese Theater. Hey, it's directed by Charlton Heston, taking on the dual film assignment of actor-director for the second time in his prolific career. The first was Anthony and Cleopatra. Writer-producer is Fraser Clark Heston. Hey, he's in the family. The film is a Martin Schaefer, Andrew Scheinman production. I almost had
it.
That right.
That's right. It's a production. Top One, really, the Man Theater was really lousy.
Yes, it was. Let's give it a scale.
Speaking of the Man Theater 2 is not the Man Theater the old Man Theater used to be. At least the old Man Theater had some class and it looked like Chinese. This thing looks like American...
Now come on, don't knock the Chinese twin. I mean, after all, they're just young. They have a ways to go.
Well, they need something more than this from.
They need
Akron.
You to get out of there and stop putting them down. And the Chinese Theater, if you want to call them up, is it 464-8111?
That's right. Dial a prank.
Yes, and you can see that movie Mother Lode playing there at showtimes 12:45, 3 o'clock, 5:15, 7:30, and 10 o'clock p.m. Hey, Friday and Saturday, The Late Show at 12:15 a.m., of course. And you could also see it at the Man's Glendale Theater. That number for information is 241 41777. Okay, it's rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
You never know where your next great adventure is coming from. Around the bend of the river. Waiting around the next corner. At the end of the next tunnel. Hiding where you least expect it. Motherlode, the last great treasure on Earth. Motherlode, starring Charlton Heston, Nick Mancuso, Kim Basinger, and John Martin. Motherlode, the next great adventure. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Now, upcoming Man Theater ticket giveaways. Don't miss that one.
That's right, you're giving them all to me.
No, I'm giving them to me.
That's right, both of us are going to the Man Theater, and we're giving them away to ourselves, and you're not going. No, what's really happening is we're giving away tickets to the Man Theater just for listening to 761-3330
right.
In the 213 area code. You can be our guest if you're the lucky winner.
All you've got to do is participate in our quiz. We are going to give a movie quiz, and...
That's right, all you have to do is take your clothes off.
Be quiet. The people with the correct answers will win a ticket to see a Man Theater.
You can see the cheap China.
And you can see the movie that's playing in it. So, hey, thank you for calling Palmac Presents at 761-3330.
It's been fun. And I'd like to thank you for calling 213-761-3330. Don't forget, input is taken on weekends, so we'd like to hear your comments and suggestions for Palmac Presents. Don't forget, if you have any entertainment or anything to do with the movie industry or the entertainment industry, we'd like to hear about it, either by calling the input line on this weekend or write to us at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. We'd be happy to hear from you. If you have any promos or something you'd like to be aired on the line that deals with the movie industry or entertainment industry, we'd like to hear about it. I'd like to thank you for calling, and don't forget, you can write to us at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. That's Palmac Presents / Dual Phase, Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Thank you for calling 213-761-3330, Palmac Presents. This has been a Dual Phase audio production, 1983, February.